It seemed like the hand key was the thing that got the most, like, immediate, ooh, and we have Evan here who actually knows something about how it's supposed to work. So maybe we should, does that seem like a reasonable thing to start talking about?
Sure.
Okay. Okay, so, there's a hand key.
Do you want me to describe what it's supposed to do?
Yeah, and you're relatively close to it, Mike.
Yeah. Okay.
Here, I'll be the amateur videographer.
So, the main idea when we started, you know, designing Sugar was that we wanted everything to be full screen so we could use as much of the screen space as possible for showing content and making useful things. So, we also wanted to minimize the size of the scroll bars to keep them out of the way. Mainly because we wanted the scrolling to be accomplished via the trackpad instead of, more like a graphics application such as Photoshop or something where you can just touch the trackpad to pan around rather than having to grab a little handle and slide it up and down. There are disadvantages. You still have to have a scroll bar because obviously if you're going to grab and drag a long distance, if you're not actually, for instance, reading the first 100 pages of a book, it's going to take a long time. But that aside, most of the cases that we want to cover would be really convenient if you could just press a key and then touch the trackpad to pan around. So that's the main goal. There are a couple sub-goals regarding the way it could be used with the resistive trackpad as well. But I guess, I don't know if I need to go into that now or not. I mean, that covers the basic idea.
And do we have any idea of the scope or whatever? Or what's the next, how do we run this, Scott, in terms of life? Problem statement.
Unfortunately, this is one of the Anadoc topics, so we don't have a nice list of problem statements. But so let's start by just outlining the original design goals for each of the keys, because especially if we're going to post this, there probably are people who don't actually know what those keys are for. So the three keys I'm thinking of are the hand key, the magnifying glass key. Actually, let's make that four. Let's briefly talk about the bulletin board key and the view source key. Because a lot of people, this is going to provide video demo. And then I think we should talk briefly about the implementation difficulty, how quickly we think we'd actually get some version of those keys working with the original design, and then maybe save some time to talk about other uses we might have for those keys, especially if they're uses which are consistent with its overall, with its future use. So for example, the view source key was, I'm just kind of making up an example. The view source key was originally for viewing sort of the Python source of the activity. It was also used in the web browser to sort of view the source of an HTML page, which is kind of a broadening of the scope. Maybe there's other ways that we could use the hand key that are sort of consistent with its mission, but sort of more application specific for specific applications. I don't know. I'm going to throw the ball back to Evan. And put him back on the camera, I guess. Unless you wanted to throw my keys. Evan, could you just real quick talk about the magnifying glass key, the bulletin board key, and the view source key?
Sure. So the magnifying glass key has been appropriated as effectively the journal button. It takes you straight there and focuses the search field so you can find a file, which I think is what it's going to continue to do. We may want to eventually rebrand the key as the journal icon instead of the magnifying glass to make it more clear. Then the bulletin board key turns on the bulletin board, which is this kind of ambiguous space which we're still trying to finish defining and which we've taken the liberty to spend a lot of time thinking about off and on since there hasn't been enough implementation effort in that area to mandate us finishing it, basically.
As I understood it, you can correct me, was originally the bulletin board was kind of an overlay on the current application.
Right. So the two things that we want to provide via the bulletin board in some fashion are a means for chat within a specified group, which may be, for instance, with the people you're currently participating with in the activity you're in, and a space for transferring objects, or more specifically, posting objects, such that anyone else in a group can take them, modify them, re-upload them, So it's really kind of an object space similar to the journal, but for a specific group of people and for a specific project.
Is it application specific or is it sort of group specific? Well, we've got a stopgap video solution.
Okay.
Ben's requested your presence to listen to his talk, so
yeah,
maybe we'll quickly wrap up our informal discussion of the hand key. So it seems like as my next statement of agenda was going to be sort of implementation effort. We sort of have the view source key, which currently is bound to function space, I think, right? In terms of implementation effort, the magnifying glass key is more or less already implemented. The view source key is implemented for the applications which support it so far.
But need the key.
The hand key is not implemented at all.
I recommend mapping them. I filed a bug on this. Map them into the two buttons until it's implemented.
Well, but that's, if we're going to actually use it, that is going to teach people the wrong shortcut.
Oh, is this a hard thing? That's the part I was trying to get.
So this seems like more of an X thing.
It's an X problem.
It's an X problem. Most of the right stuff turns out to be an X courtesy of the accessibility framework that's an X that probably does exist, but does exist. It's mostly a matter of learning curve and getting everything hooked up right, maybe a little bit of code, maybe a little bit of moving around to apply some big events along the way. If Peter comes on board, I doubt if it's more than a few weeks or a month of fussing around to make that all work.
So the way I heard it described, it sounds like a scroll.
That's what to do this already.
Yeah.
These little areas on your trackpad, and you can move up and down or left and right.
Yeah, but the way they do that is entertaining, and they do it by synthesizing discrete events that are not actually coordinate located. They aren't actually doing what you think they are, for better or for worse.
But it seems like we could get an implementation using that mechanism rather quickly.
I checked. The Synaptics driver for X already does implement this behavior.
Yeah. So we need to find out what it's doing.
The Synaptics driver doesn't actually do exactly what the hand key is supposed to be doing. Synaptics driver is synthesizing a whole stream of basically mouse button kinds of events, which is a very different semantic than actually giving you coordinate information and holding things on it. But as I said, the basic stuff that actually maps to what the hand key semantics is supposed to be is in the accessibility framework, so the basic stuff is all there. It's mostly a matter of somebody who understands that piece of the world wandering around and getting it all configured and set up right rather than there being a fundamental.
But it's not code that has to be added to applications, unlike the view source key, for example. This is something that would be done at the X.
Well, it may be that applications need to decide they want to become aware of it, but that's a different kind of thing.
Okay, and just for completeness, I'm trying to wrap this up quickly. This is like the lightning talk series. Other uses proposed, just to throw out there, for the hand keys. As they have said, mouse buttons, left and right mouse buttons.
Yes, much easier to click than the actual mouse button.
Are they supposed to be different? There are two. Is it for left and right-handed people?
Right, assuming, you know, use your left or right hand on the trackpad.
Yep.
You don't want to have to crisscross your mouse.
They look different. They have different
colors. Anyone else have any other suggestions for using the hand keys?
No, but I can't wait to use them.
I like it. Well, I mean, just for completeness, I could imagine mapping one to be a much easier to use view source.
Presuming we land Peter, he becomes available sometime like June, which isn't all that actually that far off if you think about it now. So
I'd like to have him in the control key. I find it awkward having the control key.
Many people with stuff in control keys do.
Can't we also have view source one of the unusual keys here?
Since they're not actually mutually exclusive,
yeah,
you can allow people to remap the keyboard to do different things with the same key. What you want is a mechanism which whichever key you selected should act as the hand key does the right thing. Because I'd like the same thing to go work on a conventional keyboard. I don't have a thing with a hand key label on it. As I said, the basic mechanisms are pretty much all there. There may be a little bit of fussing around, but it won't. When I looked at it in some detail, it looks like once I found out about the access stuff that actually mapped directly to the functionality that Evan has asked, I think that the right things are actually in the inside the window system in terms of doing the right thing.
So 15 minutes over. Great.
Good.
Lightning talk. We've talked about the hand key, and we said maybe it's not so hard. Good. Okay. Thank you, Evan.
Yay.